So studies and statistics show and have said that 76% of farmers are very faithful Christians. They're the highest when it comes to ranking after like religious, that farmers are in the United States are the most faithful. So faithful, not just they claim the name of Jesus, but they're actually practicing their Christianity. They're rooted in their scripture verses. They're super faithful. And why? Why farmers? And what the reason shows is because farmers have this type of partnership with God, right? A farmer cannot force his crops to grow, right? What the farmer does, he does his job. The farmer tills the ground, the farmer plants the seed, but he knows that God is the one who's going to have to provide the right weather, water the plants, the crops, and also provide the sun. So there's this type of real serious partnership that farmers have with God. Not just by name, but in a true reality. And farmers know that their crop doesn't happen overnight. They know that it's a journey versus happening instantaneously. In today's gospel, as I was just reading the scripture verses, I just thought, right, like how Jesus calls himself two things. Jesus calls himself first, he says, I am rivers of living water. So Jesus is saying, I'm the water. Those of you that are thirsty, come to me. But also Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And so my mind directly went to the statistic that I heard about Jesus that's basically saying, right, I am the water and I am the sun. Not only the Son of God, S-O-N, I am the sun, I am the light, S-U-N. And I make you grow if we have a partnership with Jesus. Right, that we have this real serious partnership with Jesus. We have to live our lives like farmers, right? Which when it comes to our lives, and we do what is in our power, right? We do what is in our power like a farmer. We plant the seed, we till the ground, we work, we do what's necessary in our lives. But then the rest depends on God, right? We don't just sit back and relax as Christians, like God is going to take away this problem. He's going to fix this addiction. He's going to take care of this. No, there's this true partnership. I'm going to do like a farmer. I'm going to live my life like a farmer, God. I will do what I need to do. I will till the ground. I will plant the seed. I will work. But you have to provide the light. You got to provide the water. This true partnership versus I need to do everything, which is one extreme. And the other extreme is I'm going to sit back and wait on God. That's what Lent is about. Lent is all about development. Again, this plant that we think of and that we talk about today, a plant or tree does not grow overnight. It develops day after day, hour after hour. And this is what Lent is about. Lent is about development. Right? It's not about disappointment. So many of us, I can go around and I can say, what are you disappointed about your Lent? We all feel disappointment. Maybe we're not doing it as perfect as I wanted to. Or maybe I'm not seeing any development. Maybe I'm going backward. I said I'm going to do this for Lent, and I said I was going to do that for Lent, but in reality, I'm actually going backward. I feel like I'm getting worse. Great. We need to partner up with Jesus. He's the sun. He's the light. That means there is either not enough reliance on him. I'm not leaning enough towards him. Any tree that grows crooked, you see sometimes that we have to rope it in. We got to tie it to something to grow straight. And some of us are leaning right now. And God's like, let me straighten you up. Let me water your plant. Right? Let me water your plant. Let me be your light. And again, so this is a time, Lent, right? It's a time of development. Am I being a farmer? Am I producing fruit in my life? This great fruit. Before Lent, we said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I had all these great ideas I'll speak for myself. I had all these wonderful ideas of what I was going to do for Lent. I mean, I should be levitating right now if you would have thought what I was going to do for Lent. I was going to be holy. You can see my halo. But you ain't seeing. There ain't no halo up here. I don't know if you guys see it from back there, but it's not happening. But the reason and the honest, real truth is that before Lent, great ideas. Not perfection in Lent. Are we developing during Lent? That means if we've given up on our great promises, are we back on track? We can end Lent really well. We got 3 more weeks. I'm disappointed in myself. Oh, I should have done better. It's not what Lent is about. It's not what a partnership with God looks like as a farmer. I'm going to go back, God. I'm going to retill what needs to be tilled. I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going to plant different seeds. I got 3 more weeks. You'll provide the sun. You'll provide the water. You said you are the light of the world. I need light. You said you're living waters. I need living water right now. And that's what we're praying for. So what does this look like practically? How do I live my life as if I'm a farmer? I'm going to do my part, but God, you're the light, you're the water. What does that look like practically? As I was thinking about this, I thought of a quote from St. Ignatius. St. Ignatius said this quote, which I think kind of sums it all up. He said, I'll say this twice. Pray as though everything has to do and depend on God. Work as if everything depends on you. I'm going to say that again. Pray as if everything depends on God. Work as if everything depends on me. So this partnership, again, this is what it looks like realistically. Again, like the farmer, we work, right? I'm going to do everything in my power to overcome sin. I'm going to do everything in my power to avoid the near occasion of sin. I'm going to do everything in my power to overcome a particular sin. I'm going to do everything in my power to seek counsel from somebody who's wiser than me. I'm going to read. I'm going to study. I'm going to get a therapist. I'm going to do what I need to do to ensure as if everything depends on me. But I'm going to pray as if everything has to do with God. God, I can do nothing without you. You're my water. You're my light. I'm in darkness. It's this partnership. Now I'm just going to end with this example. This example of somebody who lived their lives like a farmer and worked as if everything, again, depended on him, but really, truly, genuinely prayed as if everything depended on God, was someone by the name of St. John, who lived 1,000 years ago. Not St. John, the one who is at the side of Jesus with Mary at the cross. That was 2,000 years ago. But this guy, his name is St. John. He's an Eastern saint. And he struggled with lust and temptations, which is why he's called St. John the Long-Suffering. Imagine having, after you die, right? We're all called to be saints. Imagine after we die, there's the word long-suffering after our name. I mean, think about that. Like, how amazing is that? Long-suffering. Somebody who suffered and persevered, who didn't just give up. He worked through his disappointments. He didn't get discouraged. He got back up. He said to God, you're my light. You're my water. I need water. I'm in darkness. Make me grow. Who had this lifelong partnership with Jesus. And this is his the story. This is what I'll just end with. Throughout his life, he struggled against lusts and temptations. From his youth, St. John was tormented by sexual desires. He tried ascetical practices like no food. I'm not going to eat any food. I'm not going to drink any water. Even tried to tie his hands up before he went to sleep with chains. But often his passions were stronger, and nothing seemed to work with his efforts. But that didn't discourage him. He even decided to live alone in the desert. Imagine saying, okay, nothing's working here. I'm going to move to the desert. He moved to the desert, but nevertheless continued to struggle a great deal with lust, and Satan tempted him very hard to discourage him with disappointment. And it was during Lent, 30 years later, during Lent, we're in Lent. Some of us are at the 30-year mark. Some of us are at our 20-year mark. Some of us at our 5-year mark. It doesn't matter. It was during Lent that he had this amazing and powerful experience, which goes like this. Again, 30 years of struggling, he encountered the merciful love of Christ during Lent. In his cave, again in the desert, tormented with temptations with lust one night, he cried out from the depths of his heart, again, praying as if everything depends on God. God, you're my light, you're my water. What did he say that day? He said these words, quote, O Lord, my God and my Savior, why have you forsaken me? Have mercy upon me, only lover of mankind. Deliver me from my foul iniquity so that I am not trapped in the snares of the evil one. Deliver me from the mouth of my enemies. Send down a flash of lightning and drive it away. Right, and drive it away. So he's asking, drive it away. Do something here. Suddenly a bolt of lightning flashed and the temptation vanished. Divine light shone upon John and a voice was heard. John, here is help for you. Be attentive from now on that nothing worse will happen to you and that you do not suffer in the age to come. The saint prostrated himself and said, Lord, why have you left me for so long in this torment? Finally, God answered him that day after 30 years. I tried you according to the power of your endurance. These temptations were meant to purify you like gold. It is the strong and powerful servants that a master assigns the heavy work. We're being tried during Lent. If we've given up, this could be the Lent where God is saying, this is your Lent. Like a plant, you're being developed. You're crooked. Let me make you straight with my light and the water that I promised to give you. We got to do this together. Some of us are trying to do it all by ourselves, or some of us are just waiting on God. God's like, I'm waiting on you. Let's do this together. So brothers and sisters, Lent is a time of development. It's not a time of disappointment. We continue our Lent praying as if everything depends on God and working as if everything depends on us. Amen.